Okay, welcome back. I'm not sounding as optimistic. I'm joking. Welcome back. Football Full Disclosure. This is season 2, episode or game week 12. Go on, let's just crack into it. Poor week. Poor week for football overall. We're not going to get into details, but poor week for football.
Yeah, it was a terrible weekend.
Yeah, football did not win for us.
No, not at all.
No.
We won't talk about our personal football game. That's not being brought up in this. I've just brought it up, but we're not going to talk about it.
We're not talking about that. I'm sure people are going to ask now, but I'm not talking about that.
Let's get straight into the Premier League games, I think, isn't it?
Okay, 3-0 loss at home to Forest, who did beat us last season. And that was the big turning point. Got to make that different point.
Forest team, though.
It was a different Forest team.
And a Forest team that are doing far better than they're doing this season.
Absolutely. It's unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
It's...
At home.
We're trying our best not to use any poor language. And we really, really will not use any poor language. But gosh, that was... What's the word I'm looking for? Good dictionary word. Feculence. There we go. Which means poo. It wasn't good.
Not good at all.
All right, so where are the problems? I know you want to talk about Konate being an issue.
Liability, I think, is the word I'd use.
There's a lot more to it.
There's more to it, but individual errors. Too many. Too many creeping in for me, and he's been like this all season. Look, the lineup straight off the bat is where I'd start. And as soon as I saw it, I'm thinking, well, doesn't seem to be learning anything, Slot, does he? He's not making the changes that need to be made.
No.
He's not willing to make the tough calls. Why Isak starts that game
over
for me?
Over Ekitike, yeah. Who's been on form.
And has been playing, so therefore has match fitness. Isak has not, has literally just got back from injury and he's straight back in the first team.
Mm.
In a game that we really need to win because the run of games we've got coming up...
Should be winnable.
On paper.
They were on paper, winnable games. And
starting with this one.
Starting with this one, at home... Against a Forest side that has struggled. Yes, they have a new manager. Yes, there's a new manager bounce back and everything else of that nature. But a 3-0 loss at home. For me, the biggest issue, I know the statistics show that we won everything else, but we did not win the game.
No, we didn't win the game. Yeah, the stats do say that. More shots, although less shots on target. 4 out of 21 shots. I mean, that's shocking in itself. But we won a lot of the duels. We were okay in terms of statistics. But on the pitch, we weren't at all.
Unfortunately for me, there's no fight. There's no fight. We're too easy to play against. It's looking like we're making chances. We're not putting our chances away. And then all of a sudden, the other team gets a chance and they put it away. And it's just, what?
We're just terrible at defending.
What
we cannot defend for anything. The whole back four is a problem. I think, again... Kirk, to me, doesn't start. I think you keep Robertson.
I think you keep Robertson.
I think he deserves that.
I think Kirk looks... It's a lot for him. It's a new team, and we spoke about this before. He needs time to bed in, and it feels like he still doesn't quite understand the team. He doesn't quite understand the style of play.
Or his role within it.
Oh, his role within it, exactly. And Robertson, you know, Van Dijk doesn't have to talk to Robertson. Van Dijk just lets Robertson... get on with it. In all saying that, you know, the third goal was, you know, an error, you could argue, from Robertson. But either way, it's just the entire team. For me, Salah, you know, I've said this before and I don't want to place blame on individual people, but I do think Salah needs to be dropped.
He absolutely needs to be dropped. Again, everybody who plays us now will be attacking us down our right.
Absolutely.
On their left-hand side.
Yep.
And that because every team knows that's where they're going to get results until Slot starts making changes,
yep.
Which apparently he doesn't want to do. And I can't get my head around
why.
Is that
true? You think? He doesn't?
Well, why isn't he doing it then? If he wanted to do it, he'd do it. He's the coach. Mm. He makes the decisions. He does the lineup. He does the formations.
He did take responsibility. He came out and took responsibility. Van Dijk also came out and made statements about, you know, things need to be better, you know, looking at themselves in the mirror, etc. All of that stuff.
The usual banter, but make the changes. You can come out and say, well, I'm sorry, great, but then make the changes.
Well, what I have here, I've written something has to change, or unfortunately, I think, I don't like the language, but things could be forced to change within the club.
Not this season.
I know. Nothing.
That's nothing. He has nothing to worry about. He is not going to get booted out. I don't even care if we finish in, we're in the bottom half of the table now. But even if we finish in the bottom half of the table, I don't think he's losing his job this season. I think if he doesn't do anything next season, though, then there'll be questions asked.
I think he's got enough in the bank.
Not from the fans, but from the board.
Okay.
I think he did enough last season. I think, you know, I think what's happening this season was what people thought would happen last season.
Exactly.
Right, but it hasn't. So it's kind of been flipped around a little bit. Yeah. Look, the season's not over, but the problem is the fans will lose patience because everyone's crying out for change. And he's the only one that seems to not be seeing it.
No.
I mean, it's not just the fans, it's the pundits, it's everybody. I mean, it's like, you've got to make changes. He's the only one that doesn't seem to know that's what needs to happen.
You have
and
Wayne
that's
Rooney
the concern.
Giving us some ample advice. And when you have Wayne Rooney on Match of the Day giving you advice.
I skip past the stuff on Match of the Day. I don't listen to it.
I have no interest in listening to what Wayne Rooney has to say. And if not Danny Murphy, who does have a stake in the club, obviously have made very good points, which is back to basics. It has to be defensively back to basics. They need to be solid. And you know, here's the other thing. Is this a crisis? Would you call this a crisis?
I mean, you could absolutely call it a crisis. Yeah. I mean, look. it depends how long it goes on for. I'm fairly confident. We talked about this before, didn't we?
Six losses.
I know it's horrible, but if we get to that kind of January period when Salah's shipping off. Yeah,
to Africa, I mean, nations.
And then everything turns around, it's going to be like, well,
why?
Why?
What, it could just be because he's waited, but you can't wait for that because we're already at six. If six losses
you can't keep. You can't just wait around for it.
This is November and we've lost.
It's very cowardly, I think. If it's like, well, you know, he's going to be gone anyway. Maybe we'll just wait, let him play it out, and then, you know, he may have made a point. I'm going off to the Africa Cup of Nations, and I need game time. It's possible. I mean, all these things could be happening behind the scenes. So we know that he holds a lot of clout within the club, and rightly so. I mean, he's earned it over the years that he's been there. He's been great for us.
That much.
But the point is. As you said, and as we talked about before, he'll cause problems. If he is dropped, he will cause problems. And then is that going to make a bigger problem? And is that the way that Slot's looking at it? Because if that is the way that Slot's looking at it, that would be why he's so reluctant to drop him.
Then unfortunately, he doesn't have the club's interest at his heart. Mm. And if that's the case, that's a bigger conversation, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the only name on the team sheet that made me happy
was
Alisson back in goal. That's the only thing when I looked at it, I was like, oh, great. Well, that's a bit of positive.
And he's eaten three goals in his return.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, again, don't really think you can necessarily blame him for them, can you?
No, not at all.
The point is, it's good for him to be back.
Yeah.
What I didn't like was you've got this midfield three, Szoboszlai, Gravenberch, McAllister, who, when you put them together, seem to do quite well.
Yeah.
Now we've got Szoboszlai at right back. I like Jones as well, to be fair.
Jones.
So I have no issue with Jones being in the team.
I don't know if Jones is a starter for me, but I do like Jones. I just think... there are stronger midfielders. There's a stronger midfield three.
I see Gomez on the bench and I'm thinking, well,
what is he doing there.
If he's on the bench, why not just give him a run? Just give him a go.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been a great servant to the club as well. And, you know, he never kicks up a fuss.
No.
He'll wait for his turn and then he'll get on and do the best he can do.
Yeah.
And I respect that. So I'm thinking, look, the better option is play Gomez at right back.
Mm.
Have your midfield three that you know works. Why Isak was in the team, I have absolutely zero idea. Ekiteke, again, deserves it.
Mm.
And Isak has not been playing. And then you have the Salah conundrum. Why not give somebody else a chance? I mean, we have other players who can play there. Chiesa seems to do well when he comes on, or has been. Give him a shot. I mean, he was a big reputation player a few seasons ago.
He was.
Who had a bad injury and it kind of went a bit wrong for him. But there's obviously still talent there.
Mm.
And he's still at a decent age. So, I mean, give him a run. If he can stay fit, then you've got that option. But I feel like we're just leaving it too late. It really just worries me that it just each time this goes on and on and on, we don't seem to be moving in a direction apart from... down, which is obviously the direction you never want to be moving in as a football club.
Moving down. Okay, just for reference, this time last year, I've got some notes here. We just played Southampton. We beat them 3-2. There was a Salah double. I have written it, sign him up. There was talk of this was the best start to a Premier League season and teams in the situation had never, ever lost the league. Just reference. Also, for reference, just, you know, saying this, losing to Forest was our turning point, wasn't it? I hope this is also the turning point. This is the waking up moment for Slot. Changes need to happen because, as I've said, if he doesn't make any changes, I think the vultures are circling. I know you say, yes, the fans are the only ones where the pressure's coming from, but... You know what boards are like. You know, boards will come out publicly, they will back you, but, you know, privately, they're making their own movements.
The thing is, they haven't come out publicly and done anything. They're just being very quiet.
I think one of them was actually at the game.
I don't think in any world, unless of course we're in a relegation battle, which I don't think will happen.
No, God, no.
But I mean, if we are fighting for relegation, then I think maybe things will be
Touch wood, please.
But
let's not.
Outside of that, I don't think he has any issues. But if he loses the fans, it becomes more difficult for him, and that's a fact. If you lose the fans, then it becomes tricky. But I think he'll get through the season regardless of how it ends up for us.
Yeah.
But I mean, if we're outside of Europe and then he has a bad start next season,
then
that's all it'll take, and it won't take very many months.
It'll be a couple of things, and then, I mean, it happened to Rodgers, didn't it? And
exactly, yeah. He had a decent season, and then he had a bit of a blip, exactly, and then you're out. But
that's enough of us. Let's move on to, enough of us, but it'll come back to us eventually in some way, shape or form, won't it?
Usually does.
Okay, so Newcastle, City couldn't take advantage. That was an interesting one. Some dodgy decisions going on there, here and there, but a good win for Newcastle. A very good win for them.
Very good win. And again, it's one of those, you never know what you're going to get from Newcastle, do you? I mean, you can't put money on them because a game you'd expect them to go out there and win, they get turned over, and then you'd expect Man City to do better in this game.
Yeah.
And this is a really good result for them. I know they're at home, but regardless, very, very good result against a Man City side who had been better.
Yeah.
Although, in fairness, bad result yesterday as well, wasn't it?
City could have had a penalty in that game. It's a dodgy penalty, dodgy tackle. That looked like Foden was completely taken out, and VAR, nothing.
Yeah, right. It was right on the ankle as
well.
It was right on the ankle.
Yeah. You know, shotgun away and everything, and it was right on the ankle, and VAR does nothing. What's the job of VAR? Isn't it to, you know, well, I don't want to say re-ref games, but to look out for these clear errors. And that, you could argue, was a clear error. You know, I'm no, you know, fan of City, but you could say they were hard done by, especially, you know, there was a quick double goals, obviously, from Harvey Barnes, rather.
Yeah, Harvey Barnes, who had a great game, obviously.
Yeah, it was a very, very good game.
Banged in two.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good for Newcastle. I mean, what can you say?
What can you say other than, well, let's move on. It's a good segue to the Arsenal, who have benefited completely. I mean, we're out of it completely right now, right? We're in, what, 11th place, 12th place?
To be fair, there aren't many points between
11th. There aren't a huge,
I think there's 2 points between us and 4th.
Is it really?
Not very much.
Not a huge amount of points, but you could make an argument that we are kind of out of it. But Arsenal, nonetheless, have taken advantage. And they had a great week. No set-piece goals from the looks of it. Eze was just, he was different class. Absolutely different class.
3 points.
3 points. Is that it? 3 points. Wow.
From 11th to 4th.
Wowzers.
So, I mean, to be honest,
it's not a lot.
Nowhere out. Not out. In fact, to be honest, second place and 11th, there's not many points in it. But first place is slowly but surely getting bigger and bigger.
The gap is getting wider. And in fairness to Arsenal, they completely made a statement. Even without Gabriel, he's out for we don't know how long. You know, injury picked up against Brazil, but it didn't look like there was a hangover from that.
No, Spurs were shocking. Again, it surprises me under Frank because I would expect them to be better in certain games than they are. I know some games they turn up and you're like, okay, well, this is very promising.
Yeah.
And then in other games, they just absolutely get ruined.
But
I don't know if that's him tactically just getting it so wrong that it's just a bit crazy. But
it's the same as last season. Spurs, it was inconsistency was the biggest issues with
that was the word, wasn't it?
It was the word, wasn't it? And this is what you're getting again this season. It's just inconsistencies. And, you know, this is a game you would have expected them to turn up. And yeah, granted, Richarlison scores a worldie. That was, if you saw the goal, it's a great goal. But Eze was just, I like this guy. He is class. He's classy. He looks like he's just playing in his own little bubble. You know, nobody can touch him. He's just, it's like he's playing at a different speed to everyone else. He's just, I think, the word is class. He just looks a class player. And Arsenal, I think, might have the difference.
They've been quietly signing decent players for a few seasons, haven't they? They haven't been going mad.
It's clicking in place.
The signing of Rice, who's been a consistently good player for them since they've signed him.
Mm.
Trossard actually does the business for them when they need him to
as well. Yep.
Got an assist in that game.
Mm. And
he's done all right. Yeah, yep. And a goal as well. They've been just slowly but surely building a decent team, haven't they, it seems like. And yeah, I mean, I've got to say, if they keep getting performances like this, certainly when City are dropping points and the team's behind them, yeah, we're completely kind of...
Not completely, but we are...
Well, we've had a massive drop-off, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
I think I can't see anybody else. I mean, Chelsea are doing all right.
Well, I want to get into Chelsea after the another team, but the word they're using for Arsenal is champions elect.
That's usually what they say when you're 11 points clear.
Is that too early, would you say?
11 points of us, anyway.
11 points from us, but from second place, it's what, 6 points?
It is, yeah, 6 points.
And 6 points. Is that too early? Calling them champions elect? The wheels can still come off the bus.
I mean, we're not even halfway through yet, are we?
No. So I think it's a bit.
It is too early, but the thing is, this, you know, they're winning the games you need to be winning to win leagues, aren't they? So if they carry on, we'll see. But we expect, you and I expect, we've talked about it before, as do a lot of people, that there will be some tough games. They will drop points. So it just depends on, will the teams around you drop points? Because, you know, it's okay if you drop, if you lose a game occasionally, but the teams around you are doing it, as City just did, right? So
Indeed. It
depends. And it becomes more difficult if you've got a real title race on. If it is within that 3-4 point range, right? Mm-hmm. And you've got someone that's, you're winning, they're winning, you're winning, they're winning.
Yeah.
And you've got a really good title race in your hands. The pressure can sometimes get to you. So we have to wait and see. But I mean, yeah, they're definitely doing well at the moment. And you can't deny it. I mean, they're playing some really good football.
Fair play. So I do have Bournemouth, West Ham up just because it was a really good, it was quite a good game. You know, it was, you know, an early start from West Ham. Two fantastic finishes from Callum Wilson. You know, they're talking England. He says he wants to play himself into an England run. So, but let's see. I think he's got Danny Welbeck to fight with. But Bournemouth, again, just proving they're not a bad side, a decent side that won't go down without a fight. But again, you know, I want to talk about Nuno Espirito Santo. He's doing a good job at West Ham. We have West Ham next.
Yeah, he seems
saying that.
He seems to have kind of turned that corner now with them, hasn't he? He's starting to get them to play football, the kind of football he wants them to play.
Results.
I would, again, you're annoyed by that, though, aren't you? Because you're 2-0 up, going into halftime thinking, right, okay, we're in control here. And then, yeah, of course, you can't write Bournemouth off because they are a quality team.
Yeah.
Concede a penalty. Ah. And then, you know, you concede again 81. So, yeah, it's unfortunate for West Ham. But I feel like they are kind of now starting to find a good rhythm, anyway.
Better.
I mean, that's away from home.
I mean, the rut.
Yeah, but I mean, they've been having problems at home, so they really need to sort that stuff out.
Indeed,
as well, don't they?
Yeah. And we have them next, as I've stated, and you can just see this, right? You can see what's going to happen. It's a game that on paper we feel like we should win, but players, it's a new manager bounce back, will make it difficult for us.
Yeah, look, it's the same thing. If he doesn't make changes, then it will be the same result, I think.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who I honestly don't think it matters who we play at the moment. I think everybody has got our number currently.
Yeah.
And everybody, and that's it. So if he doesn't make these changes, if we are so easy to break down on that right-hand side, then we're in a, doesn't matter who we play, we're in trouble, aren't we?
Well, anyway, let's, Chelsea, Burnley, very good win. Pedro Neto, he's on form.
Yeah.
Get him in your fantasy league if you play it, possibly.
But you've got to do it.
Oh, no, you've given up, haven't you, with the fantasy? You're doing the other one, right?
I'm more into the draft. I'm doing better. Well, I'm saying more into it only because I'm doing better.
I know, right? Yeah, nobody talks about the fact that I'm topping the league. The fantasy, I'm topping a lot of leagues, by the way. if you want to know what, he just made a head nod, as in like, okay, good for you. I am topping the leagues.
I noticed.
But no, nonetheless, Chelsea, it's decent. And I've got here, do you think, you know, could they be Arsenal's only real challenge?
I believe I said this in the earlier episodes that Chelsea have got a pretty decent side now. I mean, they had to get rid of a lot of players. We talked about this. I think they've got the books down a bit. They kept hold of the players they wanted to that fit kind of Maresca's style of play.
Yeah.
I think they got a decent side. And I said that earlier on. So
yeah.
I think they'll have a good season this season, Chelsea. I think they'll be there or thereabouts.
Very good. Okay. Anyway, let's head over to Wolves.
What can you say?
All right, quick question. Can Wolves stay up?
No.
Okay, done. no, okay. But Palace are having a great season, obviously. And I want to mention there's a player here, Jeremy Pino. I've got Jeremy Pino Grigio. Just because I thought it was a nice play on words. Lovely goal. He's another one that they signed from, I think it was Villarreal or somewhere in Spain. And he's just quietly having a decent season. He was obviously Eze's replacement, and he's chipping in. He's doing quite well. You know, he's one to keep an eye on for Palace. And let's move on. You got anything to say on Palace?
I mean, same things I said last time. Yeah. Palace are solid now, aren't they? They're a solid team. I think they have been for a while.
Yeah.
They're a team that can get a result against anyone, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you'd expect them to be winning this game because Wolves are shocking, but
absolutely.
Ultimately, still, against any team, they could pick up points, can't
Indeed.
They?
Indeed. I mean, let's give Wolves a little bit of respect here. You know, they've got a new manager.
Yeah, we talked about why would he want to go to that club, and apparently he's got a bit of a history with them. So
he did, yeah, he does.
So I mean, that's the reason he's gone. But I mean, it's a tricky job to walk into, isn't it?
Will he be planning for next season at this point?
Well, is that what they're thinking? It's like, right, we'll get him in. Let's, you know, this is not going to happen for us. They probably resign themselves to the fact that
they're done.
You know, if they don't, wow, that's great. But ultimately, it's probably going to happen. So let's prepare for the championship, get and bounce straight back again.
Indeed. All right. So in terms of fine wines, we were talking about Jeremy Pino. There's another player who is actually aged like a fine, fine wine. And that is Danny Welbeck.
Yeah, he just keeps banging the goals, doesn't he?
Did you see his finish? It's a great finish. Such a smart finish. There's something about him. It's just, he's had, I wouldn't call him a journeyman, but he's moved around a little bit. And now it seems as if he's found a home.
And he's enjoying his football.
And
that's it. I mean, I think it's one of the things, maybe it's just no expectation. It's like, just go out there and play and enjoy yourself. And that seems to be what he's doing. And it seems to be working. And if you're going to ask the question about call-ups, why not?
Why not take them along?
Because at the end of the day, you take along strikers that are scoring goals, first and foremost. Above everything else, it's like, are they performing well? Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Well, come on then, let's go.
Yeah. And it's a World Cup here. What more? Come on, what have we got to lose, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if he's in formal season and he carries on doing this and he stays fit, there is no reason why you wouldn't take him. One, experience. Two, the fact that he is scoring goals.
Yeah.
Is he going to get a lot of game time over Harry Kane? No.
No, but the job, but he will know that.
But he's there in case you need him to step up.
Indeed.
And he's been mature, maybe a bit mature of a enough rest, to take his...
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So gives you something different, doesn't he?
Okay, let's head over to Craven Cottage. And it's Fulham, Sunderland. It's third loss for Sunderland.
Good result for Fulham, that.
They've lost fewer than us.
Yeah, I know. There we go. Yeah. Look,
it's a very good win for Fulham.
Yeah, I mean, Sunderland have been having a great season, haven't they?
Yeah.
So I could have very easily seen them winning that one if I had to put money on it, just based on how form has been.
Mm.
So, I could have absolutely seen something to get the result, but Fulham did it and it was a good win for them. They'll take that.
Yeah. I don't think they can complain. Actually, yeah, they probably would see that as a very good win, considering Sunderland have been solid. They created so many chances in that game that Fulham game. So, actually, for a Sunderland side that's been quite solid all season, it's quite interesting to see a Fulham side create so many chances. It could have been, quite bad for Sunderland, but, fair play to Fulham, who do have a very good record at home. So, anyway, let's move on to Leeds and Aston Villa, who actually just kind of responded very well to Leeds taking an early lead. Did you see the early goal from Leeds? It was a bit of a crazy one.
Yeah.
Just all sorts going on. And, they didn't give the keeper the benefit of the doubt. And... you see those actually disallowed. I mean, the ball was kind of just bumbled in. It was possible offsides, this and that and everything else. But in the end, I feel like if that were us, almost definitely disallowed. But anyway, I don't want to bring it back to us. But, Aston Villa, a solid side. Two very good goals from Morgan Rodgers.
Yeah, really good player.
Yeah.
Sitting in fourth. They're having from when people are questioning, Villa... had a bit of a dip.
They didn't win any games in September.
Yeah, but I mean, their dip was just that. It was a dip, and now they seem to have figured it out again. It
wasn't a crisis.
Not a crisis. Not a complete avalanche. It's just a little dip, it seems. And again, a game they would expect to be winning away from home. Mm. Away from home or at home, to be honest, against Leeds.
Yeah.
Because they're a newly promoted side, but still a good result. So yeah, fair play to them.
Okay, and finally, let's end to the WWE. Oh, sorry, I mean United versus Everton. It was a strange one, wasn't it? It was gay. Sent off.
Well, that was weird.
Slapped his own player. Did you see it?
Yeah, you don't see that kind of stuff happening.
You don't see. I mean, the last. I mean, from memory, the last one is obviously Newcastle, right? A proper fight with two players, and then you've had a few players, you know, having fracas, could you say, or disputes maybe. But this was like he actually slapped him, and I guess it's violent display, and they had to send him off, despite the fact it's against your own player.
Well, yeah, I guess they'd have to. But, you know, he gets sent off on 13.
I know.
Right? And Everton still managed to come out of this with a result, which is the crazy thing about it. I mean, yeah. United had an awful lot of time to win that game. Almost a 90 minutes. You know, it's like 85 minutes, isn't it?
You could argue that.
Usually you get quite a lot of time at the end of games now, right? Yeah. So they had an awful lot of time to win that game and still didn't manage to do it. I'd say that's probably the only positive thing from a football sense. Well, Man City losing, Man United obviously... Everton winning, not...
Yeah.
But...
So Amorim says he wishes his players would fight.
Need a little bit more aggression in there.
I get that. And apparently Moyes saw no issue with it. He likes the passion. He likes all of that. But you can't slap your teammate.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that. You got to respect your teammate. Speaking out to anyone else that might be listening to this. Respect your teammates. That's all it is.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, that was a wrecking time. Mostly because it's not been positive for us all week. Anyway, it is what it is.
We've got to move on. Let's move past it. And hope for the best. Look, we got a result. Well, we got a game tonight, haven't we?
We've got a game tonight.
So maybe hopefully a little positive there. And then we'll see what happens next weekend and next week.
Yeah. Like I said, something's got to change or things will change, in my opinion. But let's wait and see. Anyway, that was game week 12's roundup. That's a full football disclosure. Thank you very much, Marty, for joining me, as always.
Pleasure.
Okay, goodbye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.